Aaron's here.
The following participant has entered the conference.
Kathy Hogan.
Good morning.
Joan is here.
Kathy's here.
Ron's here.
The following participant has entered the conference. The following participant has entered the conference. The following participant has entered the conference.
Bill Devlin.
This is a quiet crew.
It is quiet, isn't it?
Good morning, Bill. This is Kathy.
Good morning. We may be the only ones on yet.
No, Joan's on.
No, okay.
There's more of us on. We're just being quiet.
So we have to be careful.
The following participant has entered the conference.
Al Carlson.
Good morning, Al.
Morning, Al.
Morning.
Well, according to my...
The following participant has entered the conference.
Carrie Evans.
Okay. What I show is we've still got a couple minutes.
The following participant has entered the conference.
Loretta.
The following participant has entered the conference. The following participant has entered the conference.
Kelly Armstrong.
The following participant has entered the conference.
Jim Schmidt.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Holmberg?
Yes.
We can't hear you.
The following participant has entered the conference.
Rich Wardner.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you, Ray.
Okay, Wardner.
The following participant has entered the conference.
Corey Mock.
The following participant has entered the conference.
Senator Shibley's on.
Give one more minute, and then we will start with the agenda, and all of you should have received an agenda and supporting materials.
The following participant has entered the conference.
Hello? Who are you?
Jerry Klein here.
Oh, okay. Now, Thorvald, you're here, aren't you?
I'm here.
Okay. So, well... Let's call the meeting to order and do calling of the roll.
Senators Holmberg.
Here.
Armstrong.
Here.
Heckerman.
Here.
Klein.
Here.
Oban.
Here.
Shively.
Here.
Sorvog.
Here.
Wardner.
Here.
Representatives Carlson.
Here.
Ballou. Devlin.
Here.
Hogan.
Here.
LaFour.
Here.
Lauser.
Here.
Mock.
Here.
Schmidt.
Here.
Seibel. Mr. Chairman, you have a quorum.
Okay, anyone know anything about either Larry or Jay as far as if they're going to participate or?
Mr. Chairman, Larry is here in the prairie room.
Oh, well then, hello Larry.
And Seibel is on.
Good morning.
Oh, okay. So we have not only a quorum, but we have, it appears, everyone. The next item is consideration of the minutes of the September 28th meeting. Do we have a motion?
Move approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, would you, we can do that by voice vote.
Yeah, voice vote, Mr. Chairman.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Okay. The next item is a presentation by Legislative Council staff regarding the process in 82 and 2007 for selection of a director of Legislative Council. And you all should have received a memo on that. So I don't know who's going to present,
Mr. Chairman,
or is someone else?
Mr. Chairman, I'll present that, Mr. Jim.
Okay.
Everyone should have a copy. I think that was emailed earlier in the week. Like you indicated, it addresses the appointment process that was used the last two times, namely in 2007 and in 1982. First of all, the first appendix, legislative management, this committee has the authority to appoint the director pursuant to Century Code Section 543506. And we've attached that for your reference. Back in 1982, John Graham was a director. He resigned. It was effective June 8th of 1982. The chairman of Legislative Council, this committee's name at that time, Representative Roy Hossauer, called a meeting of the Legislative Council for the day previous, June 7th, 1982. He sent a letter to all members of the Legislative Council. Ahead of that meeting, recommended the assistant director at the time, John Olsrud, be appointed director. The Legislative Council then met on June 7th, appointed John director effective June 9th, 1982. And we've attached the minutes for your reference. In 2007, John Olsrud resigned effective November 30 of 2007. The chairman of the council at that time, Representative Carlson, called a meeting of Legislative Council for Thursday, November 29th. At the November 29th meeting, Representative Carlson recommended that I be appointed director. Legislative Council at that meeting made that appointment. And again, we've attached the minutes for your reference. A couple other attachments. Appendix E is the current job description for the director. That's been in use since 2007. Some changes to the previous one, recognizing updated duties. And there used to be a requirement that the individual have a law degree. That job description before you does not require that. And also attached as Appendix F is the organizational chart for the Legislative Council staff. Just point out there that we're authorized for 36 full-time positions. However, two of those are unfunded and unfilled. The chart and the organization in the office provides for three divisions: legal services, administrative services, and fiscal services. And you can see where the staff lie on that. Mr. Chairman, that briefly concludes the presentation regarding the process used in the appointment of the director.
Are there any questions of Mr. Smith on this presentation?
Chairman Holmberg, this is Kathy Hogan.
In terms of the job description, are there any recommended changes from your perspective before you leave, Jim? Because, you know, I think you know what you actually do, and this is a good time to actually review that.
Ms. Chairman, Representative Hogan, I haven't specifically looked at that. I mean, I glanced at it recently. I think it's still fairly current. I suspect there could be updates to it. A lot of the requirements, essential functions, and that kind of thing are broad enough that they provide flexibility as the legislature and the institution changes. I think the desirable knowledge, you know, is still pertinent. One of the key things in the minimum qualifications is that the staff or the director be nonpartisan, and that obviously is a key part of the job description. But I do think it's fairly current. There could be some tweaks to it, but I don't have any that I'd recommend offhand.
Any additional questions? Okay, well, we have some choices we have to make. We know that the legislative management will be meeting in November, just 6 months from now, to finish up the interim. In 7 months, we have the pre-session, and then obviously in 8 months, we have the full session. So the amount of time to bring in someone and train them might be a little too robust. And a recommendation I would make for your consideration is that we consider opening up the position of legislative council director to an internal search and have a time period of 1 or 2 weeks for any internal candidates come forth. And then the legislative management would decide what they want to do. But that would be something for your consideration. So anyone want to make comments?
Well, Senator Holbrook, this is Representative Carlson. I think that over the last years, we have built an outstanding staff that works for us as legislators. And I think it's really important that our first option should be exactly what you said, and that's to look internally to see if any one of our staff is interested in the position. I would recommend even further that we have a timeline that's like that prior to the 1st of June that we allow anyone interested to apply with their credentials and with a resume. And again, we meet after that particular date to decide. Because I think we have very qualified people, and going into a session year, I can't imagine what it would be like for someone new to come in and try and get that all corralled and the staff and the new any direction they wanted to change prior to that session opening in January. So I would make a motion, then we could have further discussion if you would accept that.
Yes, then we can discuss.
I would move the open the position for an internal search and give that group of people that work there the opportunity to apply, and that we again as a council prior to June 1st review any applications that come in and make a decision at that time.
Second.
This is Bill. I'll second it.
Everybody seconds it.
Any comment?
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, identify who you are. I know who you are, but.
This is Senator Sarbaugh. And I would just, I agree with the amendment. I think we should look internal because there's obviously a uniqueness. But I would request, as Representative Carlson said, resumes and all that. But we do have detailed information. For us that have only been around 4 or 5 sessions, we know them from working, but before we make any more decisions, I'd like to have more details of their total background, any internal candidates. so we could review that, you know, not a day before, but have some adequate time to review that before we get together again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Point well taken. Any other comments? I would kind of envision that if the internal search finds candidates that the group is comfortable with, that we should meet physically as a committee and make that recommendation and interview to talk to the people or persons that have applied. And a date that we might consider is July 11th, because we're all in town for budget sets.
Not all of us.
Well, but we'll give you my list. So we have a motion. Would you state the motion, Jim, so that everyone understands what the motion is?
Mr. Chairman, members of Legislative Management, the motion by Representative Carlson would be that Legislative Management allow the current Legislative Council employees to apply for and be considered for the position of Director of the Council, that any interested Council employees submit an application, a detailed application, to the Chairman of Legislative Management by June 1st, 2018, and then the Legislative Management would meet on or around July 11th for interviews and consideration of the appointment of the director.
And any applications, et cetera, that come in would be shared with the entire legislative management well prior to the meeting.
Okay, noted.
Okay, would you call the roll on the motion?
Senators Holmberg?
Aye.
Armstrong?
Yes.
Heckman?
Yes.
Klein?
Aye.
Oban?
Yes.
Shibley?
Yes.
Sorvog?
Aye.
Wardner?
Yes.
Representatives Carlson?
Yes.
Ballou?
Yes.
Devlin?
Yes.
Hogan?
Yes.
LaFleur?
Yes.
Lauser?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Is that a yes or no?
Yes.
Schmidt?
Yes.
Seibel?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, the motion carries.
Okay. We will be in touch. Any other thing to come before the group?
I would just have one comment, and that maybe higher ed should learn something from the way we do business.
Ouch. Okay. Let's have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved. So moved.
Second.
Okay. You'll figure that out in the minutes. And a second?
Second.
Shibley second.
Shibley second. He said his name. All in favor say aye.
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 Committee adjourned.